Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. If you thought you detected a seismic event about an hour ago, then you are correct. An earthquake rattled the area at 9:10 a.m. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein joins us to discuss. Good morning, Dave. And what has the U.S. Geological Survey confirmed about the magnitude and the location?
Yeah, 4.0, about 9 kilometers. And by the way, good morning, Sharon. south-southwest of Bliss Corner. It's basically out over the ocean south of New Bedford, if you kind of want to general area. And 4.0, that's pretty large. I went on to Western Observatory site, started looking around at, you know, past earthquakes, and we don't have them that often. They do happen. There was one just in New York State, not too far from Burlington, Vermont, back 2002, which was 5.1. But this is definitely one of the larger earthquakes. And just by my Twitter feed, a lot of people felt this morning all over the place.
Right. So do you have a sense of the extent of where this earthquake was felt?
Yeah. So there's a couple of maps that are already out there, and it was felt all the way from Springfield down near Hartford, most of Rhode Island, all of eastern Massachusetts, and even into portions of southern New Hampshire. So this was a very wide area that felt the earthquake this morning. I, unfortunately or fortunately, did not feel a thing. And I think that it really depends on what's underfoot. Of course, I'm a meteorologist, not a geologist, but underneath where I am, I have wetlands, and I suspect that it probably absorbs some of this differently than, say, bedrock would. So a lot of people did feel it.
And are we aware of damage reports, and would that be expected with an earthquake of this magnitude?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a couple of places where you might see some cracks showing up in, you know, a building or something like that, or maybe something fell off of a shelf. But we're certainly not going to be looking at major damage reports from this particular earthquake, but certainly notable. And, you know, in 2020, it just seems like anything can happen. And now we can add an earthquake to the list.
Peak 2020 yet again. Meteorologist Dave Epstein, this is WBUR.